Hello, hello, and welcome to the Chess McFly Radio Show. Hey, so lately I've been noticing a lot of people are getting into the entertainment industry like any way possible. And I don't know if it's just you or if it's just me or you, but yo, when the hell did going on Snapchat become like a dirty fucking, a dirty page, like a triple X shit? I'm looking at this one girl, she's like, jumping on a trampoline, and, it says slide up here, so I hit the button, bitch butt naked, say, enter your credit card number now. Like, what? Are you fucking kidding me? You know what I mean? It's fucking nuts. It's like, all social media has become like this, you know, a place to sell fucking pussy. Like, the internet is the motherfucking pimp. That's the truth. And anybody can act like, you know, oh, it's all right, my kid's learning on the internet. Shit. We ain't never had that shit when I was a kid. You know what I'm saying? You know how lucky these motherfuckers are? So listen, if I had to go to school, right, and I wanted to listen to music, I wanted to take a picture, and, you know, possibly play a video game, you know, and even record some movies. You know how much shit I would have had to fucking carry with me? That shit's crazy. So, for all these kids to pretty much have, like, you know, any fucking porn star's titties right in their motherfucking face, you know, at the access of a dime. You don't think these fucking kids is out there doing that shit? But, that's what I'm saying. People are gullible. I think this is like just a trap from Apple and Google that eventually they just gonna take over the fucking world. Be like, yo, we got this brand new app for free. Everybody like starts watching it. They have like, all of them have like dentist appointments or something. Oh, my bad. That's just a script for my next screenplay. Holla at you, boy. But man, yo. You know, it's just crazy. I just had to get it laughing, though. But, you know, life's tough. And if you can't laugh, then you always gonna have problems. But I got a couple things to really get into about this episode. First of all, I wanted to talk about Dallas and their bandwagon fan base and how Eli is garbage. So, holla at your boy. I'll be right back. Hey, hey, hey. Back up in the motherfucker, back from that break. You know, I can hear that movie or that song a million times. And at the end of the day, it shit will always be fire to me. But, there we go. So where was we? We was talking about the new motherfucking Jersey midget dick suckers. These fucking guys call themselves Giants. I never understood that. The New York Giants. The New York Giants. Well, and then you hear from the dumbass fans. Oh, well, you know, we used to play up in New York. Yeah, but right now you in fucking New Jersey. So they should call, and that Meadowlands like a dump site for trash. You know, they need to call them motherfuckers the New Jersey fucking midget dick suckers. And the stadium, the trash shithole of the NFL, looked like a bunch of stacked CDs and shit. These dumb motherfuckers. But yeah, I just played around, you know. Like I said, this show is a little explicit, you know. It might be too much for you, but to all them Giants fans, they already got tissues with a 3-13 record from last year. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, for real. That shit is fucking trash, cuz. How the fuck you gonna have everybody be saying Eli's the best quarterback? You know, he had one good game against the Packers. And after that, the two Super Bowls of luck, I say. He had some fucking Elmer's fucking super glue on that son of a bitch's helmet and shit. Motherfucker stuck to his helmet. And he's like, yeah. And then the fucking time they was playing the Patriots the second time, Brady could have won that shit. He threw the pass and they hit Wes Welker right in the fucking hands. That motherfucker dropped it. That was it. Lights out. But other than that, let's talk about what they got now. All they got is really a running back. They got a nice tight end. You know, they got a nice, which we go. They got some nice pieces around there. Bottom line is, there's so many pieces that ain't right around there. And Eli Manning's overrated because, first of all, he really don't throw passes more than 10, tops 15, because you got players like Odell Beckham and, like, I believe, what's the dude, Sherling or whatever. I probably butchered the name, but, like, that's why Eli's stats are inflated. He looks good. But if you compare him to a real quarterback like Carson Wentz, you know what I mean? Like I said, from day one, Carson Wentz, I fucked up, is better than fucking Sheely. And everyone was laughing at me. Now, look who the fuck's laughing. Bling, bling, bitch. So, you know. It was just like basically Carson Wentz was way better from the gate, like I was saying. So when people from Philadelphia like aren't, I don't know if like you, if you ain't from Philly and you don't know about our fucking fans, like if you ain't from fucking around here, basically, I don't give a fuck about you. But in Philadelphia, like if you are a quarterback and you fucking up, we go chase you out this city. We just were pitchforks and them sticks on fire like they did in Frankenstein. Like, if Eli was here throwing them interceptions, interception! People like, get out of here, you bum! Get the fuck out of here! Yeah, my bad, my voice is going a little bit. Be like, Eli, get the fuck out of here, you fucking bag of dicks! He fucking garbage. But yo, Carson, though? Come on. Everyone's like, oh, well, Tom. Everyone's like talking shit to me and all these fucking football groups are like, oh, well, Tom Brady got the MVP. How do you feel about that? I said, motherfucker, are you stupid or something? No, I really want to know. He's like, what are you talking about? Like, okay, this man gets all the way down. And when he breaks his, he got that shit look like chopped off at the fucking kneecaps. Got the ACL, MRL, or whatever the fuck they call it. He got them shits in the tears. So he all fucked up, you know. Goes out there, bang. Throws a touchdown to my man, Alshon Jeffrey. It's funny. I used to like give him like an Italian name. I couldn't pronounce it. I call him Alphonse Jeffrey. Alfonso Jeffrey. That fear, you know that cocksucker. You owe me $50. But yeah, I'm just playing. But real shit though, Carson Wentz was the best quarterback in the NFC East since he got drafted, and the only people talking shit is people who is, you know, bandwagon cowgirl fans and the New Jersey midget dick suckers clan crew. You know, the Redskins. They even know, they're like, yo, Kirk Cousins was better than Alex Smith. But, you know, they fucking like, oh, no, well, Alex Smith, yo, you remember last year when Alex Smith was out there? He was fucking killing shit, yo. That motherfucker was out there killing it. And then he just, I said it, I made a video a couple years ago. I put it up, y'all gotta see it, where I predicted the future of. I predicted the future of that shit, yo. I said the Eagles go win the Super Bowl. I said, like, oh, I you just gotta hear the motherfucker. Shit's fire though, real shit. But anyway, with the Eagles being so stacked with the offensive line and defensive line rotations and our mid range and back end of the defense, we got every fucking pass imaginable covered. Now, if fucking Sidney Jones becomes a nasty fucking cornerback. Ain't nobody gonna be throwing the Eagles. And I said that shit before, but he didn't play till now. If you got him and Darby out there healthy is the key word. Together, remember all that shit. What's his name? Richard Sherman was talking up in that fucking ugly ass city, Seattle and shit. No, Seattle. I'm just fucking around. Remember all that shit. He was like talking shit to the reporter, thinking he was the best. Shit. The day Sidney Jones steps on the motherfucking field, them records is gonna smash. Just like how Eli gonna break that interception record, Ray. He gonna kill that shit. Damn. You know that shit coming. But man, the Redskins, I don't even know, man, where to start. But you know what, to be honest with you, because I hate all three of you motherfuckers. I think it possibly gonna be like this. It's gonna be either the Eagles, Redskins, Dallas, Giants, or maybe Eagles, Dallas, Redskins, Giants, some shit like that. But the Giants, no matter what, y'all motherfuckers fucked. Why everyone be like, yo, well, we just drafted a running back. Okay, you got one running back. The Eagles got fucking what? How many we got in the motherfucking stable? We got like five or six. It's like shit. He's like, yo, Saquon Barkley tired. Yo, you need to sit down. You know, Shady come in, he worried about some rape case with, I don't know. I ain't even hear none of that shit. I got to find out what's true about that because I'm sorry. At the end of the day, he's one of my all-time favorite Eagles. And did he fuck up? I really couldn't tell you. You know, I really pray he didn't. But I don't know. At the same time, motherfuckers always be talking shit like this. And you remember when Michael Jackson was getting accused of all that shit? People still jamming out the fucking Thriller and shit like, oh, yo, Michael B. Jackson be touching little boys' dicks and they pee-pees and shit. Michael would be, let me touch you. Well, anyway, when all that shit was going on, I was a little nasty. When all that shit's fucking going on, Michael Jackson, you know what I mean? He get away with that shit. People listen to his music. They're like, yo, I'm listening to Thriller. You know what I mean? That's the point. And that's just how it is today. People be getting accused like Shady McCoy. You know, are you sending a hitman or whatever the fuck they're saying with his wife? But people in this country, I've noticed, are getting far and far more retarded with every dying fucking second. And, you know, I'm going to tell you why. People in this country are getting retarded. Oh, man.